91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. If we time travel to May 1957 in sunny South Florida, we'd hear the very first spark of a broadcast career like no other. We'd listen to a soon-to-be-named Larry King on station WHAR as a DJ, newscaster, and, of course, an interviewer. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. He became an institution here with the wonderful Isle of Dreams, WIOD. He broadcast live interviews at the old Pumpernick's Deli, 63rd and Collins. A few older Dolphin fans heard him as a member of the broadcast team. The final edition of CNN's Larry King Live was in 2010, but it surely wasn't retirement. He's still seen on Aura TV hosting Larry King Now. Listen for Larry King reminiscing and celebrating 60 years in the business. Seven minutes past 1 o'clock. It's today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. It's our spring pledge line here at WLRN Radio. Bonnie, how about an update?
We're doing well. It's day
six. We could do better.
We can always do better. We have a very special guest. We're looking to raise $12,000 during this Topical Currents. And I'll tell you all about the many gifts we're offering. When we get into the body of the show, we want to thank Teresa Frontano, digital director, and Katie Lepre, engagement producer, for our Facebook Live portion that we just did on Facebook.
You might
want
to go there and see it a little later.
If you go to the WLRN, yeah, you don't have to do it now. Listen to the show now. But if you go to the WLRN Facebook page, you will see our interview with our guest.
Well, we have a special treat this afternoon, a legendary broadcast pioneer. He took a national overnight radio interview program to television and hit a home run on the relatively new cable network called CNN. Of course, we speak of Larry King.
It was groundbreaking and ratings soared. It was influential. Most every public figure yearned to appear on Larry King Live. This spring marks his 60th year in broadcasting. Yes, his 60th. And some may not know that Larry King's unique career had its start on an AM station on Miami Beach.
That station is now WMBM. It's a gospel. But he was a popular figure in South Florida radio, primarily on WIOD, the wonderful Isle of Dreams, of course. It's where he really honed his interview talents. And welcome home now
to Larry King. Welcome.
Good to be home.
It's a pleasure.
Does it feel like home?
Yeah, it does. Well, I came here when I was 22 years old, dreaming of being on the radio and had never been on the radio. Dreamed it all my life. My father had passed away when I was young, and I remember arriving on a train from New York. I had $11, going to stay with my uncle over on Miami Beach, wondering about all this. And first thing I saw was two water fountains. One said colored, one said white. I drank out of the colored. It was very good water. And then I got on a bus to go over to Miami Beach, and I sat in the back of the bus, and the bus driver stopped the bus, and he asked me to move forward because the back was for Negroes and the front was for whites. So I said, my father's Negro. So I stayed in the back. And that was in part because I'd never seen anything like that in New York, ever.
Well, the beach was restricted then to Jews, wasn't it? 57?
Actually, certain parts of the beach was restricted. Bal Harbor in 1957
when
was restricted.
You say restricted to Jews, you mean only for Jews.
No.
Boca Raton, you couldn't get in.
Right.
Anyway, that all changed, thankfully.
But you were always a rebel then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always was. And, I always went against the core. I always went to my, the first day I was on the air, I was scared to death. I always wanted to be in radio. I couldn't cue the record right. I was just given the name Larry King. So I went on the radio and said, this is my first day. And I've just been given the name Larry King and that I'm nervous. And I learned that day that there's no secret in this business. Just be yourself. So anything that happens, you don't panic. So if I'm on the air and there's a fire in the studio, I would tell the studio there's a fire in this. I was on the air during an earthquake in Los Angeles, where I now live, and the room started tilting, and so I started broadcasting the earthquake.
Reporting.
Of course. In other words, that's what I do. I'm a communicator. That's why I wrote that book years ago. I've written 16 books, but the most successful was How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, and it's been in print for 20 years. It's been published in 20 languages. I do a course on it called Secrets of Good Communication. I'm a communicator. What I do in my life is communicate. I ask questions. I do comedy. I love the interplay. I have a flip phone. I don't have a cell phone. It's a phone. I like to talk to people. I don't like text.
Do you have social media accounts?
I have Facebook through Aura TV. I don't run it. But I have what do I have?
Instagram.
I have.
We're talking to Daniel right now. That's
David.
David.
I have Instagram. Show how much I'm into modern. I have Instagram.
Twitter.
And Twitter, I have 2,800,000 followers on Twitter. I send out things sporadically, but every Sunday night I send out, it's my 2 cents, which I used to write in USA Today and in the Miami Herald. And they're just running concurrent thoughts. I do about 25 of them every Sunday. And it's a takeoff on an old column that Jimmy Cannon used to do in New York called Nobody Asked Me But. And it's almost fascist. It's just statements that I don't plan them. I just throw things out. You know,
stream of consciousness.
I like plums.
Getting back
that's one thing I'd say.
Getting back to those early days in Miami, I promised you when we were doing our Facebook Live interview that I had something to show your versatility of you and the TV noir open you did for something called Miami Undercover. We're going to play that for you.
You want me to set it up?
Yeah,
you
please.
Set it up, and then Jason will play it.
The show starred Lee Bowman and Rocky Graziano. It was set in
the
Miami
boxer.
Beach. Yeah. And Lee Bowman played a detective for the hotel industry on Miami Beach, and he would have different cases every week on television, a half-hour show. And one of the shows I played, I was just in radio 2 years. I was at KAT. We shot it at KAT, WKAT. And I was Sleepy Sam, the all-night radio host. And the show opens with me, and two guys come into my studio, and they ask me to please play this record. And I says, I won't.
I'm surprised you can remember this.
I won't play a record. Why would I play a record? Because, you know, it's like payola. You're going to play this record? I said, no, I'm not going to play it. And that was off the air. Now I go on the air, and here's what happens.
It's the witching hour. Miami Beach's Midnight Flyer program. We're underway. This is your old buddy, Sleepy Sam, Miami Beach Midnight Flyer. Good music for you all night long, like. In fact, we got the best kind of music, you know. You don't believe it?
Hey, creep.
Well, you want proof we play the best music? You give a listen.
We came to give you a little hand with the program.
Look, I've told you guys once, I've told you twice. And for the third time, I don't take payola from no creep little record outfit.
Why? He's on payola?
I never take payola. I never intend to take payola.
You intend to keep talking without a larynx?
That gun's at my throat.
Yeah. And if you don't start playing ball tonight, sleepy boy, that great big gun's going to make a big hole in your little throat.
What a tough guy.
I'll play ball, fellas. I'll play ball.
You're cutting it out? No.
Okay. No, no. Okay, bring it back.
To the Miami Beach Police Department.
You cut it, I get shot. I fall all over the desk. I went on the air and I was exposing them, and they shot me, and the engineer came running in, they shot him. And then it begins. Lee Bowman is investigating this, and Rocky Graziano saying Sleepy Sam was my favorite, but that was me. Oh, I sounded different, didn't I? Jeez.
You can still recognize
you can still recognize your voice.
Oh, you cut it then. That was when I was shot. So I went back on the air to expose them.
I didn't know how long we would be using it.
I fell over. That's historic.
I thought that would amuse you.
Of course, that's legendary broadcaster Larry King. I just want to take a moment here. It's our spring membership campaign. And the book that Larry was talking about that has never been out of print is How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, The Secrets of Good Communication. And you can get a copy, a signed copy, an autographed copy of Larry's book when you pledge $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time donation of $120. We would love to thank you with Larry's book that we're going to get him to sit here and sign. And everyone who pledges during this hour will be entered to win a special gift package, including a pair of Larry's autographed suspenders, a mug, and a signed book. Let me give you the number. It's 866-247-9576. That's 866-247-9576. Our website is WLRN.org. I just want to do a couple of blurbs about this. According to Dan Rather, full of some of the smartest and most practical advice I've come across. Larry King is a master of communication. And you'll learn a lot in this book on how to communicate. Maybe not as good as Larry, but you can do your best.
You take that first step.
866-247-9576. Just $10 a month on our sustainer plan or a one-time gift of $120 or at WLRN.org.
And we're back with Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, and our guest is the legendary Larry King with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Larry, between 58 and 61, you did live at Pumpernick's, of course, the great deli at 63rd and Collins
67th.
Avenue. 67th and Collins Avenue. And tell us some of the guests you must have been.
Well, that's where I was doing a disc jockey show every morning on WKAT from 6 until 9. And Charlie Bookbinder owned Pumpernick's, which was 24-hour, very popular show business hangout restaurant, like Wolfie's and
Rascal House.
And they wanted a show on from 10 to 11 in the morning when there was it was after breakfast and before lunch to create some business. So I would finish my radio show at 9 and then drive up to Pumpernick's from WKAT and do an hour. I got extra money, and I did a remote.
And it was called Breakfast at Pumpernick's?
No, it was called Larry King Show at Pumpernick's.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it was called.
It's called Live at Pumpernick's.
Live at Pumpernick's.
Anyway, and I never interviewed anyone in my life up to then, and so I started interviewing people who would come in for breakfast. You know,
and they're bussing tables.
Yeah, and what are you doing for what did I interviewed waiters, and I interviewed, you know, all these guys in the insurance industry, and one day out of nowhere, Bobby Darin walked in. I have a picture. Someone took a picture, and I have it at home. I didn't know Bobby Darin was coming. I was a great fan of his, and he was performing across the street at the Deauville, and I put him on for an hour with no preparation. And then I walked down the street with him down Collins Avenue talking about life and singing. And then after that, people started to come in. Danny Thomas, Jimmy Hoffa, the Teamster Convention was here. Jimmy Hoffa came in. I didn't prepare. I didn't have a producer. So I just winged it, and I got to like that. I got to like asking questions. I got to like the Emu Hefner came in. I mean, it was insane. And the Miami Herald, the TV critic, wrote that the best show in town is not on TV. It's at Pumpernick's every morning. On Saturday mornings, we would do children, and it was packed. And people would bring their kids, and I would interview. You had to be 14 or under, and I would only interview kids, and I got to love doing that. I can remember one kid came. He was a genius. He was 13, and he was at Michigan State University, 13 years old. He was, he helped the football team. He was like a coach for the football team to help him get grades.
Oh.
And the kid was like a genius. And I still remember asking him, "What? You're 14. What do you wonder about?" And he said, "I wonder about sex." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I know what sex is. I know it. I've never done anything. But I know that my mother and father have sex. And I know sometimes I'm sitting in the living room and I see him look at her and she looks at him and I go to my room and they go to the bedroom. What is it that What was that look? I never forget that kid. What was?
What did you answer?
I said, well, they're going to have some fun, and they're going to do what they do is lead to a climax.
Oh.
And how do I explain this climax to you? And a psychologist earlier that week had explained it to me. How do you explain sex to a child? And it's simple. It's like having to sneeze and then sneezing.
Larry, now, with your connections, you didn't hook him up, did you?
No, but that's the closest approximation to what that is. Having to sneeze and sneezing is one of the great moments in your day. Right?
Absolutely.
Huh. Two or three times.
Yeah. I'll have what she's having from Harry Met Sally.
Larry, would you say, I mean, your passion for broadcasting and your skill as an interviewer in this book, what makes you so good? Why does everyone want to be interviewed by you? Probably everyone still does. Why?
I am insatiably curious.
Curious.
And I listen to the answers, and I know that I don't know what the guest knows. So I leave my agenda. I don't have an agenda. I leave my ego at the door. Don't use the word I. And I'm profoundly interested in what the guest is saying. So I ask a lot of questions that begin with why. I don't ask questions. I try not to ask questions that could be answered in one word, like, did you go to the movies? Yes or no? I don't want to hear that. So it came to me naturally. I never took a lesson in interviewing. But I love the whole atmosphere. And I like, if you could bring someone in here now, anyone through that door, sit them down, don't just let me start. And I'd interview them for a half hour. And no matter what they do.
Do you have mentors or great influences in
your
life? Oh,
well, people I admired were Arthur Godfrey, who was a hero of mine. I co-hosted his national show for a week once.
From the Kenilworth.
Yeah, but we did it at the studios. He was a CBS show. He was very good to me, and I know they had stories about him, but he was terrific to me. And I admired him because he was a definite be-as-you-are broadcaster. He did a commercial one morning for Jiffy Peanut Butter. I was homesick with the flu. My mother was at work. And he came on, he said, you know, I talk about Jiffy Peanut Butter every morning, and it's written on a piece of paper, and I read the paper, but you know what? You don't know if I really like it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a jar and take a spoon and eat Jiffy peanut butter. Well, you can't talk and eat peanut butter. So the rest of the commercial was, You know what I did? Got dressed, went to the grocery store, bought Jiffy peanut butter.
Larry, talking about your process a little bit, I have a little audio sample of you kind of talking about that as you're beginning to go to work at Mutual. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't meet the guests before I go on. I mean, it's a perfunctory hello. What do you think of the weather? And then we go on. I like that much better. The less specifically prepared I am, the better I feel. I don't like to read biographies of people. I like to discover things as they happen. And then the audience and I discover it together.
From the nation's capital, you're listening to The Larry King Show. Portions of this program are repeated in the Pacific time zone. Once again, Network Radio's number one interviewer, Larry King.
Thank you, Fred Lowery. Good evening, everybody. On this Tuesday night, Wednesday morning across the United States, this is the Larry King Show, coast to coast on Mutual.
Our
special
guest here
tonight is a gentleman who's written his own chapter in American history, John Dean. I never know the first question I'm going to ask a guest. So I'm coming on the air saying good evening. My guest tonight is, I have no idea what that question's going to be. And I like spontaneity. That's the kind of broadcaster I am. John, let's go back and then we'll trace this extraordinary post-Watergate thing you capture in Lost Honor. What was it like to have been a young, successful person and to have dreams come true and then be in jail?
Shattering, needless to say. In fact, when I
always had the ability to get people to respond to me in a one-on-one situation. I have never had
a problem with it, but I don't take any credit for it because I didn't do anything to work at it. You have bitterness toward Nixon?
Not really. I think that's a lot of weight to carry around that I really have no desire to carry.
Toward anyone?
Not really.
Larry, what was that like for you interviewing John Dean?
It was like interviewing and you it was Q&A. He was a man of great interest. He had turned on a president, revealed the truth, went to jail. I mean, you don't meet that every day in your life, and I get the chance to sit with this with him and ask him questions. Now, I don't think about who's the guest the next day or who was my guest yesterday. I just deal with the moment. I'm always in the moment. I'm paying total attention to him. I have not read his book, so I did not know. He'd written a lot in that book, but I didn't know the answer, and the audience didn't know the answers. So I'm trying to discover what makes him tick. What was that like? And I try to walk in the... Someone asked me, if you were going to interview Osama bin Laden, what would you ask him? Well, the first thing I would ask him was not, why 9/11?
Right.
I would ask him, you grew up in one of the richest families in Saudi Arabia. Why did you leave? See, I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. But why did he leave? So anyone could associate with that. Wow, this guy grew up one of the richest families. He went to live in caves in Afghanistan. Why? See, so I want to find out about him. What led to motive? What led to him do that? As my friend Herbie says, Nobody thinks they're evil. Nobody. Hitler did not comb his hair in the morning and say, I am a bad guy. I'm a true German. I'm trying to do the best for Germany. I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. So you got to come at him from, why don't you like Jews? And you're interested in the answers. You're sympathetic to where this guy comes from without being... embracing him.
You don't ask long questions.
No, succinct. One or two sentences. If you need three sentences, it's a bad question. That's why a lot of White House press conferences are terrible, because they want to show off.
Yeah, FaceTime, yeah.
And they show off, so they want to get a little more time on television, so they'll do a little preface and stuff and like that. And that, to me, is a waste of time. You know, the simplest thing is, when the Gulf War was on, and we discussed that war every night, for a lot of days, work weekends, and I would have reporters on and generals and politicians, and the first question was always the same. What happened today? Now, they were covering it. They were there. They were on top of it. I wasn't. What happened? What happened? Now, that's a simple question.
It gets into their words quickly instead of yours.
Jim Bishop said, the hardest words, he's a great writer. Why Hemingway was a great writer. Hemingway was a great writer because he could write this line. He opened the door and walked into the room. Most people would say his hand gripped the handle as it slowly opened. Or
the oak door.
Well,
the sweat
he was
came.
Not.
That's right.
I mean, it was a different. It's a different genre completely. I mean, he is not a man of flowery language or many words.
No, but that's hard to write.
It's true.
No, but it's hard to write. He opened the door and walked into the room because you have to think. I'm a great writer. What would the critics say? He didn't think about anything like that. He just wrote it down. That the simplest thing. Sinatra said that to me. What you understand is the simplest thing is that Irving Berlin was a great songwriter because he was. I'll give you an example. What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? Think of that. What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue, what'll I do? I wish I could have wrote that. That's genius, simplest form.
You know, a lot of people say that about Mozart because his themes were so simple.
6 years old, they say his music was simple, and Salieri, whatever his name was.
Oh, Salieri.
Salieri was the toast of of Vienna,
yeah.
And he was the great composer, and Mozart didn't know what he was doing. Mozart couldn't explain what he did. He was 6 years old. So where that gift comes from, I have no idea. I'm not a believer in God. I like being Jewish. I have my Jewish heritage, but I don't think anyone's watching over me. I can't accept. I don't believe in afterlife. So I don't know where this gift came from, that I have the gift of gab, the gift of curiosity, the gift of humor. So wherever it came from, thanks.
We're speaking with legendary broadcaster, pioneer Larry King, and it's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and it's our spring membership campaign.
Bonnie, I can't waste a word here.
No, we can't.
No, you can.
We have to be succinct.
No, you have to be yourself.
We really hope that our listeners enjoy this kind of programming and also follow the great history programs that we have here on Topical Currents 40, 50 times during this program's tenure. We do with our South Florida History Quiz with Dr. Paul George. And, of course, we're really reminiscing a lot with Larry History about some of the great history in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
You talk about Henry Flagler. And
we do.
Yes, of course we do, sure.
Was there a guy named Saul Biscayne? That just occurred to me.
Of course.
You know, everybody's named after something.
The Bay of Biscayne.
Brickle, Mary Brickle.
Mary, yeah, there had to be a Brickle. There had to be
Julia Tuttle.
She was a hooker. Julia Tuttle Causeway. I used to go on the air and say that. They're opening the Julia Tuttle Causeway today. The only in Miami would they do this. She was a hooker.
All right, I'm going to tell you what we're offering. I'll tell you what's happened. I can see the pledges coming in. And what's happened is that everybody is absolutely rapt and listening to this interview.
So
and
they're
so
not calling.
They're
so
not
too,
calling.
I'm too good is what you're saying.
I'm saying you're too good.
And okay, so here's the way we'll start getting calls.
Right now?
Yeah, what? Ready?
Ready.
Oh, as Gleason would say, hubba
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 hubba hubba. All right, our number is 866-247-9576. Our website is WLRN.org. Of course, we have the drawing for the Apple gift card, the $500 Apple gift card tonight at 7. But the real reason we ask you to call is for this kind of interview, this kind of journalism. And
where else can you hear it?
Where else would you hear it? Where else can you hear it? We think nowhere. It's WLRN.org or 866-247-9576. And again, I'll say you can pick up a copy, an autographed copy of Larry King's book, How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, The Secrets of Good Communication, something we could all use for just $10 a month on our sustainer plan or a one-time gift of $120. And everybody who does contribute during this hour only will be entered to win a special gift package, including a pair of Larry's autographed suspenders, a mug, and a signed book.
When did the suspenders start, Larry? Sorry to change
directions. I had heart surgery, and I had a heart attack in 1980.
You seem to appear in great health.
1987. Well, I was overweight, and I smoked 3 packs a day. And I had a heart attack, and I stopped smoking that day, February, I think it was 24th, 1987. And I never smoked again, but I needed heart surgery, which I had in December of that year. And after the heart surgery, which was quintuple bypass, I lost weight, and I started to think about health, and I had not smoked. And I was having dinner with my ex-wife, Sharon, and we're still friendly. And she said to me, why don't you think of wearing something different on television? I was on CNN already for 2 years. I've been on local television in Miami for years and in Washington. And I said, what? And she said, well, try braces, suspenders. I don't see anybody on television wearing suspenders. I think it's a nice look, especially if you lost weight. So I tried it, and 3 or 4 people called in and said, boy, I like that, and that's all a Jewish guy had to hear. Oh, boy, I like this, and I've had them ever since. So it's become, and the glasses are a trademark. So a lot of people, when they draw me,
caricatures, yeah.
Hirschfeld did a great caricature of me, and the whole emphasis was the glasses and the suspenders. So it's kind of like, it's nice to have something that people recognize
a trademark.
You for. Yeah.
You know, you did that late night radio show for how many years?
Oh, from 1978 to 1997.
Did that take a toll on your health doing that?
I have no idea. I love doing it.
You did?
And to sit there at night in this tall building in Virginia looking out on the nation's capital from midnight to 5, interviewing people for 3 hours, Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby, a lot of people, and then for 2 hours taking calls. And we never screened a call. All they asked was, what city are you calling from? And I'd have this board, 15 lines, and it's all lit up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 12 o'clock in Los Angeles, but it's 3 o'clock in Washington. They're all lit up. And the guy tells me, line 2, Cincinnati. Psst. Cincinnati, hello. What's your question? What's your comment? And he wanted to talk about the Cincinnati Reds. Psst. Boynton Beach, hello. And he wanted to talk about the governor of Florida. Bing, hello. Hello.
It was just, you never knew what you were going to get.
And it was the first national show, first national talk show. It was such a high, and people, some people were funny, some people were dead. I had a thief call in. True story. This guy calls in, he's whispering. Salt Lake City.
On the job.
I'll never forget. Yeah. He says, I said, Salt Lake City. He goes, Larry, it's me. I said, can you talk a little louder? No, I'm in a house, and I'm about to rob the house. I'm just waiting. And I swear to God, he gave me this line. I said, you really going to rob? Yeah, that's what I do. Then I got a fence and stuff. I got the place pretty well cased. They're asleep. And I said, well, why do you listen to me? He says, this is boring work. You know, we got to stake the place at night and sit around here. And you're very popular among robbers. You're big.
You keep them entertained, right?
Well, we had. I got an honorary degree from Columbia Medical School because the interns all voted for me because they were up all night. Listening, pilots would listen, you know, and we had, then we went satellites and they could listen while they're flying. It was a tremendous job, and I wound up, I just got too much. I had a heart attack, and then I did 7-8 more years after the heart attack and the heart surgery. But I would do CNN 9 to 10 and then drive over and do Mutual Radio from 1 until 5.
Not monetarily, 5. But do you prefer radio to television?
I like them both for different reasons. Television is kinetic and important, and it's there. But I treated television from the day I started as radio with pictures. In other words, if we had a camera in here right now, I would do nothing different. I just look at the camera, but I would talk the same way. But radio.
Why is there just something so special
about radio?
I'll
tell you what's special about
magical.
Radio. Is its intimacy.
Exactly.
And you can create anything you want. I'll give you an example. We're sitting in Bonnie's secluded living room. Joseph has just gone to get something in the other room, and Bonnie is taking off her blouse.
I thought we were going there
for
a minute.
And looking at me, and she's opening her lips. Bonnie, don't do that. Do it for later. Bonnie, he's coming back. You're at home listening to that. I remember a night that happened to me once when I got to go soon. First started. I'm on a small station. I'm playing music all night. The all-night guy was sick. I'm playing music. I'm in, and the phone rings. 3 o'clock. I'm the only one at the station. And this voice says, this lady's voice says, I want you. And I suddenly realized there was some other good things about radio. She said, I want you. And I said, I get off at 6. And she says, I go to work at 6. Can you come over now? I said, well, I'm on the air. I'm alone at the station. She says, I'm 9 blocks away. Here's my address. Figure out something. Now I'm 23 years old. I'm in heat. I hear his voice 9 blocks away. What do I do? Here's what the radio audience heard. You know, I'm only sitting in tonight, so I have a special treat for you. We're going to hear the entire Harry Belafonte at Carnegie Hall album, uninterrupted. I had 28 minutes.
And you hope it doesn't skip.
Which is all the time I needed. I pull up into her house, I go in, she's in a negligee, I put my arms around her, Harry's singing. Down the way, where the nights, where the nights.
It did skip.
I placed her back, got back in the car. Jewish masochism kept the radio on.
To hear it skipping.
Hear it skipping. I go back. All the lights are gone at the station. I'm answering phone. And the last phone I pick up is an old man, obviously a Yiddish man. And he's going, Veda nights. Veda nights. I'm going crazy with Veda nights. I said, why don't you change the station? He said, I'm an invalid. And the radio is on top of my bureau. And the nurse takes care of me during the day, but she leaves, and I leave your station. I can't reach it. It was hysterical.
I know you have to go, Larry King, but before you go, I just tell us why NPR is important, and tell us why great journalism is important right now.
Well, journalism is more important now than ever. We have a lot of stations. But we don't have quality. We have a lot of quantity. There are no Walter Cronkites anymore. There's no Edward R. Murrow. There's no leader in broadcasting. There's no equal time code. There's no fairness doctrine. So people can chirp liberal or Democrat or conservative all night long and not have to give that time to anyone else. So we have MSNBC and Fox News, and they're preaching to the choir. We don't the idea of true journalism, you got to hunt for it. I still read 5 newspapers a day. The New York Times is still my Bible. And we need good broadcast journalism, and NPR is the stable of that. More than even the television, because the television has a lot of variety programs, but NPR has so much news, so much information in the morning. And the drive home, and programs like this, and some great national shows, and people who really care. And it would be terrible if their budgets were cut. I know Trump 35 years, and I consider him a friend. I don't agree with him, didn't vote for him. He's always been nice to me. And this Donald Trump is a Trump I don't know. I don't know this Trump. And I hope that that budget is not approved. And that gets rescinded, because we need the NPRs now more than ever. And I salute you both. And when I come back here again, I'll come back again.
We hope
so. We hope you do.
And Bonnie, you look great.
Larry,
you're okay
so do
too,
you.
Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
What do you do in real life?
We want to thank.
I'm just a volunteer here.
I know, that's what I figured. But what are you doing, like when you work?
I have a good time.
You don't work?
No, I can't call this work.
No, but so you don't have a paid job?
No, I'm a volunteer.
What do you do?
Oh,
Bonnie?
Joe, he's not. What I do is I do the show.
They pay you?
Yes.
Yes.
Good girl, Bonnie. Give Joe some.
We want to
thank. Here, they don't pay him, Bonnie.
We want to thank. Yes, they do. Very,
Bonnie,
very
you're
well.
You're a tough do. Jewish broad.
How'd you know I was Jewish?
You don't pay him. That's a joke. I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Now, how do we throw this to break now, Bonnie?
Well, we throw it to break. We thank Larry King.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We thank David Thal for bringing Larry and being here and being a great audience. And we wish you well with Aura TV, and you take that chocolate. Oh, Reese's, no? That's the hot stuff.
I'll take a Milky Way. It's not frozen, but okay. Now, when you're 83 years old, the first question is, where's the bathroom? Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Well. My sentiment exactly.
Oh, well. Really? What a character.
What a whirlwind.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder he's still going strong at 83 years old, or almost 83. I was going to ask him.
Bonnie, he really took a shine to you. You know, he's been married 8 times to 7 women.
Well, okay. So listen, this is our spring membership campaign, and that was the legendary Larry King. We are offering you Larry King's never-been-out-of-print book called How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, The Secrets of Good Communication. For your pledge of $120 or $10 a month on our sustainer plan. And we do have these goals. I mean, back to business. We do have a $12,000 goal during Topical Currents.
We'd really like to do really well on this program. We're getting kind of close to the end of the spring pledge drive. Should be ending Friday. So we'd like to make a really good showing today. And we won't be on the air with Topical Currents tomorrow because of a school board meeting.
Yes.
So we'd like to make up for that. And
right. So please, the number is 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576. The website is WLRN.org. We are looking to raise, let me see if I do some quick math, about $10,000 between now and 10 minutes from now. We need about $1,000 a minute. Sounds like a lot, but you know what? It's very doable.
How about some of those angels who we know are listening right now? We know the $1,200 contribution will get you to be a member in the Circle of Friends. We certainly know, we work in public radio, we certainly know that $1,200 is a very big donation. But we also know that many people listening now can make that and put it on the sustainer method and pay $100 a month times 12, of course. That's $1,200.
Right.
And really bring us to our goal much closer.
866-247-9576, WLRN.org. We were speaking with pioneer broadcaster.
We did two programs with him, actually.
We did. We did the Facebook Live, which you can see at the WLRN Facebook page. And that has the video as well. like it or not. But anyway, pick up Larry's book, How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere. He does have some incredible lessons on interviewing, The Secrets of Good Communication. And it's just $10 a month on our sustainer plan, $120 overall. You also get entered into, this is the last day to get entered into the $500 Apple Store gift card drawing, which takes place at 7 this evening. But we encourage you to support great journalism. That's why you turn to NPR day in and day out. Well, it comes to you thanks to you, our listeners. You're the most important and reliable source of funding. Please show your support at WLRN.org or call us at 866-247-9576.
Bonnie, you've been at the station many years. I've been here many, many years. I remember producing the very first WLRN radio pledge drive in 1983, I believe. We did a weekend and we made $18,000 and we thought, wow, this is tremendous. We're really doing great. But we have improved our services so much from then. At that time, we didn't even have a satellite. Mm. We were playing almost all of our programs on recording tape. And what we have now with WLRN and the sophistication of the programming and the tremendous news offerings that we give South Florida in Miami-Dade, Broward, and also Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County is now listening quite a bit to us. And, of course, our efforts in the Keys.
Well, Palm Beach, we have 102.9, is it, or 101.9? 101.9 in the Palm Beaches. So in southern Palm Beach, they can get us on 91.3. As they go more north, all the way past Jupiter, I believe, it's 101.9. And that's why we have so many listeners. And we did that thanks to you, our listeners. That's how we were able to get that signal. And so you in Palm Beach, we'd love to hear from you. You can show your appreciation by calling us at 866-247-9576. Or join us online, WLRN.org. I wouldn't pass up this opportunity to get in on the drawing. We're giving away a pair of autographed suspenders of Larry King, a mug.
Show your grandkids.
And his autographed book. He had to leave early. He had a plane to catch. Pick it up for just $10 a month, his book, How to Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, The Secrets of Good Communication, $120 or $10 a month on the sustainer plan. We're waiting to hear from you. Just have a few minutes left. Again, it's WLRN.org or 866-247-9576.
We're back. It's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, sans Larry King, but we certainly had a ball talking to him. Bonnie, I was looking at Larry's book, the blurbs about it. Of course, it's called How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, The Secrets of Good Communication. And for you, I've put some notes down here on some of the blurbs. You can learn Talk 101.
Yeah.
Also, you might want to think about how to break the ice. And also another one, Bonnie, you should pay attention to is how to overcome shyness and put people at ease.
Okay, I'll learn those, Joe. I mean, since you've pointed out.
$120 contribution, you'll get that book.
Or $10 a month, and it's an autographed book, or $10 a month on our sustainer plan. Suzanne, you got him to sign all those books?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, please.
This is our special off-mic edition of Topical Currents.
It's true. We've had a lot of that today. But in all seriousness, where else are you going to hear the likes of an interview that you just heard with Larry King? I think nowhere. Where else do you turn for your news day in and day out? You depend on us, and we're depending on you right now to call us at 866-247-9576 and show your support for regional local programming and for all the programs that you love on WLRN or WLRN.org.
Regional programming such as Topical Currents and our WLRN Miami Herald News really reflect the flavor of South Florida. It's not a cookie cutter thing where some of the stations in the country really just play all network programming and you get no sort of feel for the region that it comes from. So we do hope that you'll help out Topical Currents. We have a goal to meet of $10,000. I'm not sure how close we are. We'll find out in a minute. 866-247-9576 or on the internet, WLRN.org.
This
newfangled thing called the internet, WLRN.org.
We want to thank Sandy in Pembroke Pines. We want to thank Victoria in Miami, Larry in Margate, Harriet in Delray Beach, Lori in Miami, Lenore in Lake Worth, William, Miami Shores. The list goes on. Let's see. James in Miami, Catherine in Boca Raton, Lloyd in West Miami, Florida. Of course, we go all the way from Palm Beach down to the Keys, and we are waiting to hear from you. Suzanne, how much do we have left to raise to meet our goal of $12,000. Please continue to pledge 866-247-9576, WLRN.org. You can pick up Larry's book for $10 a month on our sustainer plan, Larry King's book. You'll get entered into, today's the final day, it's the last few hours to get entered into that $500 Apple Store gift card drawing. And everyone who pledges during Topical Currents only is entered to win that special gift package, including a pair of his autograph suspenders, Larry King autograph suspenders, a mug, and a signed book. You could be the lucky winner of that. Pick up his book at just $10 a month on our sustainer plan.
Our lead producer, Richard Ive, technical supervision by Jason Zabka. Polly Landis is associate producer. Again, that number, 1-866-247-WLRN. And certainly, we do want your support for these regional programs such as Topical Currents.
866-247-9576, WLRN.org. Don't forget, we did a Facebook Live with Larry King. It is on WLRN's Facebook page. And the most important thing right now is to make your contribution, to donate and support what you depend on. You know, everything we bring you is brought to you by you, our listeners, our most reliable, our most important source of funding. 866-247-9576, WLRN.org.
And remember, $120 contribution, that's $10 a month. We'll get you the book by Larry King, written in 1992, but certainly still relevant.
Never been out of print.
How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, The Secrets of Good Communication. Some really good. I've never seen that book, but I'm going to take a browse through it.
Absolutely. I believe he said it was translated into 20 languages. $10 a month on our sustainer plan. It's a great thing to have. Give it to a friend, too, that might want to go into some field that requires good communication. Perhaps it's called life. 866-247-9576. WLRN.org. We're going to here and now, but we encourage you to please make your contributions in as generous amounts as you can.